Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I predicted last week, European officials early last Thursday cobbled together a so-called comprehensive agreement to address widespread financial problems within the Eurozone. This agreement will be presented at the G20 Group of Nations meeting tomorrow. Unfortunately, the agreement may be dead on arrival. If not, I can just about guarantee that it will collapse quickly. If it does take full effect, then it will fail by 2012 at the latest. Here are some of the problems of this agreement. First, Germany's High Court last Friday issued an express order prohibiting any expenditures by the designated 9-member committee that would authorize rescue fund payments. Second, on Monday, Greece's premier called for a national referendum on the agreement. Should Greek voters reject the plan, as the most recent surveys indicate is likely, the plan would collapse. Under terms of the plan, the Greek government will receive $42 billion to repay past government debt obligations. Along with this, banks holding Greek government debt are voluntarily agreeing to replace their holdings with 15 cents on the dollar paid out of the rescue fund, plus a 30-year note paying 6% interest for 35 cents on the dollar of debt. Therefore, banks holding Greek government bonds would take an immediate 50% loss on the face value of the debt. To keep these banks from bankruptcy, they are to be recapitalized by June 30, 2012 to the tune of $150 billion, with no agreement yet on where these funds will come from. There is a further $140 billion bailout for the Greek government, part of which might come from U.S. taxpayers via the International Monetary Fund. The European Financial Stabilization Fund is to be increased from $440 billion to $1.4 trillion, guaranteed by the European Union. In theory, these bailouts are supposed to be funded from the huge economic growth and higher employment within the Eurozone and by extensive fiscal reforms by the member nations. Here is why this rescue plan will fail. First, it was necessary that the banks holding Greek government debt voluntarily agree on an immediate 50% loss on the face value of the debt. By being voluntary, the credit default swap hedges do not kick in. The counterparties to these credit default swaps simply do not have up to the $150 billion that they would have to pay immediately if these derivatives were triggered. All it would take is for a few of the debt holders to refuse this voluntary loss to cause the whole agreement to collapse. Second, banks would absorb a much larger loss than the 50% of face value. Because Greek government debt carries a much higher interest rate than 6%, the replacement bonds would not be worth their stated face value. My best estimate is that the U.S. and European banks are facing more than a 70% loss on the face value of the Greek government bonds they hold. Next, the bailout enabling other governments to temporarily pretend that the Greek debt they are holding is worth face value is pure hogwash. What will happen the next time the Greek government is required to make billions of dollars of payments that it does not have? Unless the printing presses are cranked up to turn out more euros, foreign governments are going to have to keep subsidizing the Greek government or else recognize huge losses on their Greek debt holdings. And where is the European Financial Stabilization Fund going to come up with almost another $1 trillion of assets? The European Central Bank will have to speed up the printing presses. How can you solve a debt crisis by issuing even more debt? As for spending restraints that are supposed to pay for this plan, they just aren't going to happen. Government expenses need to be sharply cut immediately, yet the document sets a goal for Greece to trim its government debt down to only 120% of gross domestic product by the year 2020. This does not make sense, as the historic record is that governments quickly collapse when debt reaches 100% of GDP. European citizens are resisting austerity programs. When Italy raised the mandatory retirement age from 65 to 67 to be implemented in the year 2026, the change nearly brought down the government. How will any European governments accomplish serious reduction in expenditures? Further, how can other nations help when they are struggling with their own financial crises? To me, it is a matter of when, not if, Europe's fragile economic system collapses. In anticipation of disaster, European citizens are aggressively cashing out their bank accounts. Some of these funds are being used to acquire gold and silver. As fiat currency values continue to fall, gold and silver prices are bound to soar. Gold's price rose more than 6% last week, and silver jumped 13%. I expect much higher prices in the months to come. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.